Have you ever wondered when life began to be different? When did we change from happy little girls to frenzied women, perhaps even becoming frenzied moms of happy little girls? Where was that crossover, that time marked by stepping with one foot from the age of happiness and ease into the age of stress? Was it a specific birthday? Is there a mark on our timelines when we changed from carefree little girls into frazzled grown-up girls? Or was it a gradual shift in life and perspective that occurred over the span of years, life events, and change? Somewhere along the way, we went from thriving to surviving, from being full of joy to being full of stress. I believe this change starts to take place as we add commitments and responsibilities to our plates, never stopping to reevaluate or subtract as our plate begins to feel full. And as we rush to keep up with our overfull lives, we paradoxically begin to feel empty. This empty feeling has a lot of names: overwhelmed, stressed, frazzled, frenzied, and frantic. While many treacherous and tragic things can cause us to feel this way, I want to dig into the idea of everyday empty, a state of being that happens when the enormity and momentum of everyday life begins to take over, taking up any space that could be left over for fun or joy. Many times, we allow our lives to continue at this pace because we're afraid to acknowledge the way we're feeling. We feel guilty for feeling anything but happy or grateful. Who am I to feel overwhelmed and empty when my basic needs are met, and then some? Who am I to feel stressed and frazzled when I have healthy children or am cancer-free or am not dealing with XYZ like my neighbor or friend is? I've often shoved this empty feeling down into the corners of my heart because of the guilt that comes with acknowledging it. It feels as if, by acknowledging the overwhelm, I am devoid of gratitude for the blessings, privileges, and treasures in my life. So, instead of identifying the problem and finding a solution, I have turned the other way and ignored the feelings, allowing them to fester and grow. This inevitably leads to a crash and burn scenario. This large-scale burnout I feel so personally and see all around me is a tragedy, and quite honestly, a uniquely female epidemic. Our world is so much different than it was even 5 or 10 years ago. My own mom marvels at what's been heaped onto the plates of young women today, including alarmingly busy schedules, social media, and constant connection through smartphones. The internet wasn't even around when my mom was in her 30s. The world is dramatically different, and I fear that we haven't done enough to prepare women to adapt along the way. Were we created to be pulled in this many directions, to be this on all the time? I certainly don't feel like I have the capacity for it all. And I know for sure, when I'm living life stretched this thin, I'm missing so much goodness along the way. That is the truest tragedy of this epidemic. The little ones rushed from activity to activity, the comforting routines of home life constantly interrupted by frenzied attitudes or rigorous schedules, and missing out on the true treasures of life found in ordinary moments, slow bedtime conversations with a toddler's head on the pillow next to yours, the way the sun sends golden rays through a big oak tree just before sunset, or the taste of crunchy buttered bread dipped into slow-cooked soup made with love.